Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. State police say a dozen tractor trailers jackknifed on Interstate 30 in Saline County because of snowfall that's making roads hazardous. Nearly 6 inches of snow fell in Lorock, while 8 inches was recorded in Malvern, another 6 inches for Arkadelphia in that area. There's also ice on many roads today. Arkansas state offices are closed today because of the snow, but state lawmakers did open the legislative session at noon today, just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Governor Mike Beebe's inauguration tomorrow has been moved inside because of cold temperatures. Doing it again, the third trial of the 2005 death of an Arkansas beauty queen is set to begin in Clarksville. Last spring, a jury deadlocked on the trial of Gary Dunn, who lived in the same apartment complex as Nona Dirksmeyer. Her boyfriend was initially charged in her death, but was acquitted. Dateline Jonesboro, where Craighead County authorities say they've arrested a man after he reportedly confessed to killing his 83-year-old neighbor and landlord. Helen Johnson died in late December after a blow to her neck or head. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffries said deputies were kept busy last night and early this morning working traffic situations on major highways, city streets, and county roads. He said call after call came in of motorists sliding off the roadways as traffic was hindered by a 2-inch snowfall common throughout the county. No serious injuries were reported, although a deputy, D. McFadder, did slide off the highway damaging a patrol car. In Stone County, deputies were busy last night. Sheriff Lance Bond said travelers had problems negotiating some mountain roads in the areas of Highways 5, 9, 14, and 66. The sheriff said no injuries were reported from the snowfall that left 1 to 2 inches of snow in Stone County. The latest road report shows that in Stone County, Izzard, and Fulton counties, city limit roads are in good shape. However, outside city limits, highways are still covered in slick. Marion, Boone, and Newton County roads are slush and snow covered. And Baxter County is still covered and slick. They are still working accidents in Baxter County. Another round of snowfall is expected tonight as the system approaches the state from the northwest. Forecasters say another 1 to 2 inches of new snowfall should cover the northern tier of counties. North central Arkansas counties are included in that prediction. Graffiti hits again in Independence County, this time at the Hollywood Bowl in West Batesville. Police say someone used black spray paint to put graffiti on the south and west sides of the building. About $100 damage resulted. And to celebrate his 40th year teaching at Lyon College, Dr. Terrell Tebbett said he's planning a Greek odyssey. Lyon College President Dr. Donald Weatherman and his wife Lynn and other Lyon alumni and friends will join him on the trip June 21st through the 1st of July.